Hi there, welcome to the Wellspring Church Breakthrough Podcast. We produce this to help you pray through the next half hour with a sense of purpose and focus and unity with others who are going to be doing the same thing, whether at home, maybe during a lunch break, or even on their way somewhere. You're not alone as you pray for these things. You know, God is with you. He's eager to spend this time with you. You're part of a church that's prayerful and even fasting this week to seek God for these things. Now remember, you won't need to press pause or anything. Just leave the recording going. It's timed about half an hour, and we'll guide you along the way with music and some words and prayers for me. But really, this is your time with God the Father, and he hears every prayer. He responds with love and in power because we're praying in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. As we pray individually and then gather in praise, as we have done this week, our heart's cry is for the Lord to draw us closer to him. It's a week of breakthrough. We want to see the breaking down of any barriers that keep us from where he's leading us. We trust this will bring living transformation to us and to our communities for his glory. Now, this is the podcast prepared for Thursday, and we're praying specifically for those who are seeking hope, those we know and love and share life with who are not yet Christians. We pray with confidence, along with Paul, who recorded his prayer in our key passage for 2019. This is what it says in Ephesians 3. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So before we move into intercession, we begin with praise, thanking God for his greatness and confessing that now is the time for breakthrough in our loved ones' lives. Let's listen to and join in with Now is the Time, a song written by Ben Deere, with a sense of expectancy for the imminent transformation of lives and communities. And it ends with a lovely prayer. This is Now is the Time.
Now is the time. These are the days we have been waiting and even crying out for. Now is the time, these are the days. Even cry.
Yes, Lord, we ask you to come to us and hear our prayers for those whose backs are turned towards you at the moment, Lord, that they might turn to you. We confess and profess that you are the way, the truth, and the life. and our hope is in you, Jesus. Amen. Friends, what we've just sung or listened to and heard is true. So let's pray with confidence for the people we know who are seeking for hope and purpose. We may have prayed 1,000 times for our not yet Christian family and friends. I'll encourage you once again, pray for a breakthrough. Remember, our motivation is love. We don't want people to just think like us so we feel more people agree with us. We're not just wanting to fill the church with people who sit in services on a Sunday. We're seeking God for a revelation, a warming of hearts, an opening of eyes for our loved ones to see God for who He is and walk in His ways. We're praying for those we love to know how much God loves them, having paid for their sin and invited them into His presence. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And you and I both know of people we have not yet called on His name for salvation. We know these people. We love them and care for them. Prayer for this does make a difference, so don't give up. We're going to take 7 or 8 minutes to do this. And as we do this, a new track from Nathan and Meredith Jones is going to help us from their worship album called Deeper. It's like a soaking album. It's brilliant. This track is called Jesus You Are, and I want to encourage you to declare this over the people you're praying for, declaring that His light will shine on them. He is the light of the world. May He shine on those who are seeking Him. Thank you. wonderful amen to your prayers. We're not finished. There's more to pray for. This time, we're not just praying for those we know who are seeking for God. Let's pray on a wider scale for those who are living around us to have a revelation of God. Let's take a few minutes now to pray for our next door neighbors, for the people we pass on the streets, for the people in our workplaces who don't at the moment have a thirst for God. They're not really looking. They're too busy, maybe just too busy with their jobs or families or acquiring wealth or just hobbies or whatever. Let's pray that they might develop a thirst for the things of God. They may not be seeking now, but let's pray for a few minutes for them to develop a hunger for God. We're going to pray for people who need to become increasingly curious about the person and work of Jesus, that they might show an interest in Jesus and in his church. We're going to pray for people to cry out to God in the night, to become aware that he is listening. As the music plays for a few minutes, let's pray for an increased thirst for God in our neighborhoods. finally, let's pray for the effectiveness of our witness to those who are seeking. We are called to be witness to the love of Christ, and we need boldness to share what we've seen because not everyone gets it. Let's pray for our own boldness to speak about Jesus. We are all witnesses. Let's pray for the confidence to invite people to church. You know, many people would come to church if you invited them and offered them a lift. Let's pray for confidence to invite them and that they have a great experience, they meet great people, and that God touches their hearts and lives. Also, let's pray for creative ideas and new ways of reaching those who are seeking God. Let's pray for leaders, for evangelists to rise up and lead us well in reaching the lost and the broken in new ways. Take a few minutes now as the music plays to pray for the witness of the church. Amen. Know that the Lord responds to these prayers, to our honesty, our openness, our hunger for Him, our prayers for the lost. He loves. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That was His mission. So now as we pray, know that the Lord has heard. He hears our prayers and He will answer. Thank you so much for joining in with this prayer podcast. Trust that your week is going well, that your fasting is taking you deeper to the Lord. May God bless you richly, and may God's work in you overflow into the lives of those around you today and through the week and months ahead. Amen.